More Idaho Matters now from the studios of Boise State Public Radio News. I'm Gemma Gaudette. Every other week in Boise, trucks pick up those blue recycling containers, which are filled with cardboard and other materials. And inside many of those blue carts are bright orange hefty bags, and they're filled with those hard-to-recycle products like plastic wrappers. The Orange Bag Program, now called the Hefty Renew Program, has actually been around now for more than 5 years. So we wanted to check in and see how the program is going. So we invited Lynette Hinch, the team lead, and Catherine Certuti, who consults for the program, to join us today. I want to welcome both of you to the program.
Good afternoon.
Thank you.
So Catherine, let me start with you. You actually worked for the city of Boise for 28 years and launched the Hefty Bag Program. I think this was back in 2018. So take us back to 2018. How was the response?
Well, in 2018, we were faced with a serious dilemma of having to take all of those hard to recycle plastics that we had been collecting and send them to the landfill. And we knew that that wasn't really something that the city of Boise wanted to do. We had a real goal of reducing the amount of waste sent to the landfill. And we had a solid waste management plan, a strategic plan that looked to the future of getting us at least a 30 to 40% reduction in waste going to the landfill. So we had the opportunity to join the Hefty program. At that time, it was labeled a little differently. And the goal was to find a better end use for those materials rather than sending them to the landfill. The initial response was fantastic. And Boise continues this whole area. I will say Ada County is mostly involved in the program. Continues to be some of the leaders in the country in participating in the program. So it's been more successful than I expected, and I love the longevity.
So Lynette, tell us about the program itself today. How does it actually work?
Great. First of all, the program today, Idaho was, Boise area was launched in 2018, but subsequently the program has expanded to several markets in the country. Omaha, Lincoln, the Atlanta area. We have some drop-off locations in Chattanooga and Tucson, and we are launching in Lake County, Illinois, later on this year. So by the end of this year, the program will be available to over 2.3 million households with access to curbside recycling. So I will say that Boise continues to be our star market with the highest household participation. The program works. It's really pretty simple. Residents go to their local retailer, purchase a carton of Hefty Renew orange bags. There's about 20 bags in a carton. Take those home, and over the course of a couple of weeks, collect hard to recycle plastics, which are really all those plastics that don't belong in the recycling bin. They collect those, and after a couple of weeks, when the bag is full, they tie the bag tightly and put it into their recycling cart or bin, where it is collected and taken to the local material recovery facility. From there, we, the Hefty team, pick up those materials in the orange bags and take them to one of our end markets where they are turned into something new.
Okay, so let's talk about what can actually go into these bags, because this is where I tend to get confused. I will be perfectly transparent about that. So walk us through some of those things. Like, okay, let's take an egg carton, for example. One would think you can put that in your regular recycling, but Lynette, that has to go in the orange bag.
Yeah, actually, I'll take that. Yes, and by the way, you're not alone.
Okay,
once you get going, it's not as hard as it sounds. But yes, flexible plastics as well as foam products. So if it's a foam egg carton, a styrofoam egg carton, yes, that can go in the bag. Your clear salad and cheese plastics can go in the bag. The bags that your cereal comes in or your baking mixes come in, but also household cleaning items like the plastic that's wrapped around your paper towels or your toilet paper. or food storage bags, et cetera. And not to mention, if we're getting things in the mail from Amazon, those bags can go in the orange bag as well.
Okay. So then what should not go into the bags? And I guess outside of because certain things just cannot be recycled, right?
So the number one item that we want folks not to put into the bags are number one plastics, the PET plastics. If it's a plastic bottle or jug, that goes into your regular recycling. If it's one of those plastic clamshell containers that maybe your strawberries came in, those have no real market value right now. I think that will change in the future, but right now, those clamshell containers that are a number one plastic need to go in the trash to the landfill. The other things that we don't want in the orange bags would be paper products. No paper goes in there. If it's a label on a material, a product that we're recycling, not a problem, but no additional paper products. The other one that we want to always remind folks of is no batteries, no batteries in recycling at all, whether it's an orange bag or the regular recycling. Lithium batteries in particular cause fires in our trash trucks, our recycling trucks at the recycling center, and even in our landfill. So being very cautious about batteries and the crazy places where those batteries might be found. So really watching for those and making sure those go into the trash.
And no aluminum foil, right? Because I would think some people think they can recycle that.
Correct. If it's aluminum foil that is a large piece that you could crumple into a ball and it won't mash flat, that can go in regular recycling. But any other type of aluminum products, they're probably going to have to go to the landfill and definitely not into the orange bags.
And I'm not sure if it Catherine or Lynette who wants to take this next question, but reusing plastics really is truly an evolving industry. So how is your recycling program kind of evolving as new technologies are coming onto the market that are able to use some of this waste?
Want me to start, Catherine? It's a great question because new technologies are coming onto the market all the time. When this program started in Boise, the only end market was to use these materials for alternative fuel. However, at this point in time, our most preferred end markets are what we call mechanical recycling, which is these materials can be turned into things that we can see, touch, and use. So things like building materials, drainage materials, wood products, benches, tables, decks, replacements for concrete building blocks, roofing materials, etc. So it doesn't seem particularly exciting, other than a park bench probably does, but these are things that we can use over and over again, and they keep all of these hard to recycle plastics out of the landfill. To date, by the way, this program has diverted over 2,600 tons of hard to recycle plastics from landfills. So rather have those in a park bench than in the landfill.
Absolutely. So really quickly, before I let you go, I know you said this already, but in case people missed it, where do folks actually get the orange bags now?
They can purchase them at their local retailer, which I believe in
Okay.
Boise would be Albertsons, Safeway. You can buy them at Walmart or Target, target.com. Catherine, am I missing any others in the Boise market?
Fred Meyer, as well as the Boise Co-op, all carry them. And Lowe's. We do have a Lowe's here that does carry them as well. So it's pretty broad, lots of
Okay.
opportunities to purchase the bags. And the price of the bags is usually around $8 to $9 for a package. And that'll last folks for pretty much a year. It takes 2 to 3 weeks to fill a bag.
Okay, well, I want to thank both of you so much. Thanks for the update on this. We've been talking with Lynette Hinch, the Hefty Renew program team lead, and Catherine Certuti, who consults for the program, about orange bag recycling in the Treasure Valley. Thanks so much for listening to Idaho Matters. Boise State Public Radio and Idaho Matters are members of the NPR Network. It's an independent coalition of public media podcasters. You can find more shows in the network wherever you get your podcasts. I'm Gemma Gaudette. We'll see you tomorrow.
Hi, it's Terry Gross, the host of Fresh Air. We bring you in-depth, long-form interviews with actors, directors, musicians, authors, journalists, and more. Listen to our Peabody Award-winning Fresh Air podcast from WHYY and NPR.